time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with moderator Dana Rodriguez. And joining him this evening will be Joshua Cosman, music critic, and Kara Pace, technical editor.
It ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be Dana Rodriguez, our moderator for this evening.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. And now I can say happy Memorial Day weekend, because it actually is Memorial Day weekend, unlike last week when I said it was Memorial Day weekend. All right, now that controversy is behind me, welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend, Memorial Day-wise, and we also hope you can join us over the course of the hour. I know some of you may be out of town, but hopefully enough of you are in town to make us a nice show. So please give us a call with a question or answer, and those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. As I say frequently, every week it seems like, please give us a call as soon as you can in the show, because then you are guaranteed to get on. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded. Who knows? It may not be that crowded tonight, and it may be. I just don't know. But give us a call as soon as you can, 415-841-4134. We want to hear your question or your answer. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners out there. We generally don't read them during the show because there's enough stuff to do here. But they all get read, and most of them get answered, so feel free to contact us. And, of course, if you'd like to hear the live stream, it's coming out of my mouth right now, that is at kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And, of course, the podcast should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight. That will also be at kalw.org and iTunes and a lot of other places, and we always hope for the best every week. So if something doesn't show up, just let us know, okay? Let me know, and then we'll try to figure it out, okay? And all right, all that being said, I'm going to say hello to my panelists tonight, and of course that would be Kara Pace. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
No? Okay. And
hello.
Joshua Cosman. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Dana.
All right.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, Josh.
Okay, I'm glad everybody's talking to each other.
And we're all on speaking terms now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right.
Put the unpleasantness behind us.
Good. So we're going to start with round introductions, and here's the first. Kara Pace is relearning how to wear shoes. It's kindergarten blister feet all over again.
Yeah, hard pants are hard enough, but then hard shoes with closed toes are ridiculous after a year of no shoes.
You mean you wore nothing on your feet?
I wore like fuzzy socks, or if I went out to the grocery store, it was Birkies. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. As Joshua Cosman awoke this morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed into a monstrous cockroach.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, always has the perfect defense. Blame it on the bossa nova.
That's right. Okay. All that being said, we will start with Kara Pace.
All right. I don't know where I want to start.
Start with a good one.
I don't know.
Good advice, Joe. There you go.
That's funny because most of my questions are actually on bad movies tonight. Oh. So this will be hard. But Dana's mentioned a love for bad horror movies in the past, so like bad or monster movies rather. So
there are limits, but thank you. Yes.
All right. Well, let me see if you know these couple. What monster movie starring Jeff Morrow has been called the Citizen Kane of bad B movies and the worst B movie to be distributed by a major motion picture studio? And as an extra hint, I will tell you that it was on a double bill with The Night the World Exploded.
not at my local theater. Well, Jeff Morrow was in a bunch of bad horror movies, B movies.
Yes, including the worst.
Robot Monster?
It is not Robot Monster.
The monster from Pieris Blancas?
No.
Huh. Okay, I have to think about that. Jeff Morrow. All right.
And I can give you another bad movie mm-hmm. question. That it's Pear, really, if you're interested.
All right, go ahead.
All right. In the documentary called The 50 Worst Movies Ever Made, what was hailed as the worst movie ever made? Released in 1964 and filmed in bloody vision, the movie billed itself as the first monster musical ever made.
Oh.
So it is the worst movie, according to critics, and it was filmed in bloody vision in 1964 and billed itself as the first monster musical.
Hmm. Well, there was
as,
a movie
as
called...
a hint, I can tell you that it's got a giant name.
Oh, a giant. It's not the the one about the incredibly mixed up zombies.
Yeah. You got
is that
the,
it? Is that it?
It is. Well, it's called The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies.
Okay. All right. There we go.
I've nice job. You've seen it?
Yeah,
is it the worst?
No. Robot Monster is worse. Yes.
And that's not even the worst Jeff Morrow.
Yeah, right. Anyway, okay. So the first one is still out there, right? And
yes.
So just repeat that if you would.
Sure. What monster movie starring Jeff Morrow has been called the Citizen Kane of bad B movies and the worst B movie to be distributed by a major motion picture studio? It was on a double bill with The Night the World Exploded.
Just a quick question. Do you have the what studio distributed it?
I don't. It was 1957, and I can tell you the studio momentarily.
Okay. And in the meantime, Josh, why don't you go ahead too?
Okay. I have a question here. This was inspired by a suggestion from Berkeley architect and crossword puzzler Greg Van Mechelen. Thank you, Greg. There are 15 bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, currently as we speak, that are not single sex. How many of them can you name?
Oh, you mean like Fleetwood Mac?
Well, Fleetwood Mac is one.
Okay.
Well done. So, yeah, 14 more like that that are
so
neither.
In other words,
these are acts in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are not solo artists and have membership that include at least one male and at least one female person.
So when you say band, I mean, like if I said Ike and Tina Turner or Cher
Ike
and Sonny.
Ike and Tina Turner is one.
Yeah, and Sonny and Cher.
I'm not aware that they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
But duos count as bands.
Duos count as bands.
They do count as bands. Okay. Well, all right.
But,
there you go.
I'll double check about Sonny and Cher.
Okay,
I see no evidence that Sonny
Cher
and Cher
is. I think
Cher may be, but Sonny was just a second-rate congressman from California.
So it could be just a like a three- or four-person backing band, all male, and then a female singer in front.
There's one famous example of that.
Okay.
Did you have one in mind?
Lulu?
No.
What about no. Janis Joplin? And
there you go.
Was it Big Brother?
Well, no. Janis Joplin is in the hall on her own. She's in the hall as a solo artist. So
okay.
We're not talking about people who performed, you know, with backing artists.
What about Gladys Knight and the Pips?
There you go.
Yay!
Now you're talking. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
All right. Okay.
So you've got three. There are 12 more to go.
All right. Leave that out. Oh, just repeat that if you would.
Sure. There are 15, now 12, acts in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are not single sex. In other words, not solo practitioners and a band or a combination of artists that includes at least one male, at least one female, like Ike and Tina Turner, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Fleetwood Mac.
All right. Are the Captain and Tennille in there?
They are not.
Okay, fine. And
Dana, I do have an answer for you. Columbia Pictures distributed it. It's the production company is Clover Productions. So Clover Productions, Columbia Pictures.
Yeah, Clover
studio.
Means nothing to me. Columbia means something to me. But yeah, it's not a big help, but
sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter and Bernal.
Hi, Peter.
How about either Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship?
That is correct. Both of those. Well, Yeah, I don't know whether they're separately
together. Damien said Jefferson Airplane is the one that's in, not Jefferson Starship.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So he's probably right.
But Jefferson Airplane for sure.
Gets me a bell.
Yeah, that's good.
I've got some more Fractured Flickers.
All right.
Dana will remember from last week, but I will go over it for the panelists. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of two films. The last word of the title of the first film is the same as the first word of the title of the second film.
Right.
Got it.
I'm occasionally going to ignore the word "the" here.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the name of the director and the year of the release of the two films, and I want you to name the combined Fractured Flicker.
All right.
I'll be happy to give you the names of stars if that is necessary.
I'll try not to make it so.
Our first one was directed by Anthony Young in 1931 and Alan Pakula in 1976.
Well,
that's half the battle, but I don't know who Anthony Young is.
Neither do I.
Do you have the 76
one? It's a documentary film from 1931.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, I take it back.
Oh, a documentary. See, that throws a
Is it one of the Disney documentary films?
Well, wait a minute. Is it? Hold on a second. No, it's not. No.
Josh, do you have the second half?
I'm pretty sure Alan Pakula in 76 is All the President's Men.
Yes.
Okay. So it's something all.
Yeah, but what?
It's a Red Cross film about World War I veterans.
No, I'm not.
Some gave their all, the President's Men?
That's good.
No.
They gave their all?
No, I'm not familiar with it, I'm afraid.
It's Heroes All.
Heroes All.
Okay. Heroes All.
Heroes All, the President's Men. All right.
Okay, the next one I think you'll find easier. William Wyler in 1968. And James Mangold in 1999.
So it's Funny Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interrupted. Funny Girl Interrupted.
There you go.
Very
nice.
Good. The next one is Mervyn LeRoy in 1945. Mm-hmm. And Norman Jewison in 1967.
Mervyn LeRoy, 1945. 1967, Norman Jewison?
Yep.
Is that In the Heat of the Night?
Yes.
All right.
Caged Women in the Heat of the Night.
Yeah, no, it'd be more of an A picture than that, I'm afraid. 45.
The last word has to be in.
Yeah, give me one person in the movie.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no, not Anchors Away. Really, 45? No, it's not Sinatra. What am I missing here? Oh, tell me what it is.
The House I Live In, The Heat of the Night.
Oh, that's a short. Oh, you're cheating.
Oh, well.
All right.
Sorry, I'm trying to make it difficult.
I know, you are.
I'm succeeding. Okay, the next one is perhaps a little easier. Haskell Wexler in 1969 and Stuart Rosenberg in 1967.
Haskell Wexler in 69. Is that Vanishing Point?
No.
69. Is that the one about the Chicago Convention?
Yes.
What was that called? Robert Forster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was that called? Does that ring a bell with anybody?
Mm-mm.
It was very well.
You're doing your Dana thing a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry, and the second one was?
Stuart Rosenberg, 1967.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, Stuart Rosenberg. Didn't direct that many movies. WUSA, maybe?
No. Paul Newman.
Is that Cool Hand Luke?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so Medium Cool Hand Luke.
Yes, perfect.
All right, there we go.
And then next, Robert Flaherty, 1922.
Okay.
Isn't that Nanook of the North?
It's Nanook of the North Country.
Yes.
All right. But are we using the country or just
what
north?
The second one is.
Wait a minute.
It's Alfred Hitchcock, 1959.
Oh, North by Northwest.
Yeah. Right.
Nanook of the North by Northwest. I like that. I'd see that movie.
Very good. Okay. Well, I will bother you with more sometime later.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. I have a lot of sort of geography-related questions tonight. First, I'll start with this. This may be very easy, and it may not be very easy. I'm just not sure sometimes. What is the only Asian country to be located completely in the Southern Hemisphere?
Well, this is going to be one of the island nations.
Is it Maldives?
It is not.
What about the Philippines?
No, that is not.
Oh,
how about East Timor?
East Timor is correct. There you go. Good job on that. All right. Let's see. According to the American Lung Association, the three most polluted cities in the United States are all in California. What are they? What are the three most polluted cities in the United States? And they're all in California.
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield is one. Very good. Josh?
I don't know any other cities.
All right. Leave that out.
Yeah.
So according to the American Lung Association, the three most polluted cities in the United States are all in California. So what are they? And all right, I'll give you one more here. Tell me if I'm pronouncing this. Is this tautological? Is that is that correct?
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
This is tautological geography. In other words, it's the same name twice. So two lakes in the United States, when you translate their names from what is essentially Native American origins, mean lake. What are they?
How about Okeechobee?
No. Oh, that makes perfect sense. So what two lakes that we've all heard of in the United States have names that basically mean lake when you translate the Native American origin?
Well, Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe is one. Do you want to tell me what the Native American origin is? Or what language?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. It's Washoe, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. And you can see if you can come up with the other one later. All right. So once more, there are two major lakes in the U.S. that have names that basically are lake. So Lake Tahoe is one. What is the other? And according to the American Lung Association, the three most polluted cities in the United States are all in California. Bakersfield is one. What are the other two?
What about Riverside?
Not Riverside.
Okay.
And, by the way, Damien suggested earlier, what was the group you suggested? Mamas and the Papas.
That is correct.
All right. So, Mamas and
you got two Mamas and two Papas.
There you go. All right. So there you go. And,
If you think about other performing groups with a similar lineup, you'll.
Oh, like ABBA?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. ABBA. Mm-hmm. ABBA. Yeah, right. Manhattan Transfer.
ABBA. Do not cross Dana on the subject of Swedish pronunciation.
ABBA. Did I say it completely wrong?
ABBA. No. You were correcting her. I thought you were correcting her pronunciation.
Oh, all right. No.
And I was making fun of you for doing so, but okay. I could be wrong.
All right. In the meantime, all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Just want to see if I can guess on the polluted cities.
Yes.
Fresno?
Fresno is correct.
And maybe one other, Visalia?
Visalia. They're both. That's it. Those are all three.
Okay.
Yes. Ah. Visalia.
I got a question.
Yes.
It's another environmental question. Can you even take a guess at how many billions of metric tons of greenhouse gases are emitted globally, averagely, for the last 5 or 6 years?
You mean how many tons?
How many billions of metric tons have been emitted?
Do you want me to high-low this for you, Dana?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's go with, we'll start with 25 billion metric tons.
Close.
Oh, there you go.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
All right.
35 billion.
Yeah, that's about right. $35 billion.
Thank you, Kira.
No problem. Taking one for the team.
Yep. All right. Is that anything else? I'm sorry.
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
And if you'd like to join us here, it's Minds Over Matter. Please feel free to call with a question or answer. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Tonight, our panel consists of Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, go ahead.
All right. I've got a couple more bad movie questions for you. These are a little more current. I'll do two of them. Michael Caine received an Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters, but was unable to collect it because he was filming what critically panned movie?
The Hand?
Panned. P-A-N-N-E-D.
No, is the movie The Hand?
Oh, The Hand. No, it was not The Hand.
Okay.
So again, Michael Caine got an Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters, but was unable to go to the Oscar ceremony and collect it because he was on location filming this movie instead.
Blame It on Rio.
It is not Blame It on Rio.
Is it the one where his son, they go to some pirate island and his son becomes a pirate?
I am unaware of Michael Caine's son pirate movies. Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. I believe it exists. I don't know what it is, and it's not the answer to this.
A Shock to the System?
No.
Which is actually a pretty good movie. But, all right. Okay.
And the other question I have for you on a similar topic, Ghost Dad, the critically panned fantasy comedy starring Bill Cosby, was, Roger Ebert called the film desperately unfunny and wondered how the director, who he called a skilled filmmaker with an actor's sense of timing, could have directed this movie. Who is the director of Ghost Dad?
No. Mm-mm.
I will admit, the first time I heard the director, I was like, nah, but it's true.
Is it an African-American director?
It is, yeah.
Right. Is it the same one that did Shaft, by any chance?
No. I don't believe Shaft was directed by an African-American director. I believe it was, but it wasn't Shaft directed by a white guy?
No, I thought it was.
Maybe it was just written by a white guy.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. So just repeat that if you would.
Sure. Ghost Dad was a critically panned fantasy comedy starring Bill Cosby, and Roger Ebert said of it that it was desperately unfunny and wondered how the director, who he called a skilled filmmaker with an actor's sense of timing, could have directed it. Who directed Ghost Dad?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Peter Seymour calling from Florida, and I'm mentioning my full name because I just realized my name rhymes with East Timor. And I want to thank you for referring to it as an Asian country, because people are fast and loose with the use of the word Asian. Like, they'll say Asian American, but presumably they're not talking about Danny Thomas, who was born in Lebanon.
Right.
You know, I mean, Asia's a big country. Let's thank you for being precise, is what I'm saying. Mm. Are you ready for my, you know what I mean? I mean,
no,
anyway.
The question wouldn't have made any sense had I not said that, so. Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't say, I'm in the mood for, let's go out for Asian cuisine. It doesn't make any sense. It's a huge continent. But here's my question. There's many answers, so just pile on when you get it. Mary Tyler Moore Show, okay? What was Mary Tyler Moore's character's name?
Mary Richards.
Yes, Mary Richards.
No, Mary Richards, yeah.
Yeah, and... dead or alive?
She's dead.
The only one alive is Ed Asner now.
Betty White.
Ed Asner. We're going to go through them all. Right, she died in 2017. Next, of course, sat next to her. Who
was the other? Gavin MacLeod.
Gavin MacLeod died.
Gavin MacLeod
Marie.
Played Marie Slaughter.
Slaughter.
Died 2 days ago.
Right.
Okay, let's go down. Who's the anchor?
Well, Ted Knight died at least 10 to 15 years ago.
Yes, 1980s, actually.
All
he
right.
was in the Caddy. Ted Knight played who?
Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter died. And
it'd probably be easier credit. For us just to go run through them without...
Okay. His girlfriend.
She's still alive.
Oh, she just died. She just died. Oh, she died this year.
Georgia Engel.
Right.
Georgette.
Good.
Mm. Georgette, right. And keep
you
going
say his girlfriend, but they got married.
Yeah, that's right. And they had a child.
Did they?
Really?
Well, they had. I think they adopted a child.
All
that
right.
was it.
So who else?
Well, I don't think, is John Amos still alive?
You know, he had a small room. He was at the sportscast. Yeah.
He was the weatherman, Gordy the weatherman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't look
and
that
then,
up.
And actually. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on West Wing.
You're right. Exactly.
So
I love him. He's a great actor. He was also on Roots, remember?
Right. But, okay, Phyllis Lindstrom.
Phyllis?
Well, that was Clarissa Leachman. And she just died last year, I believe.
You're right. No, this year.
This year, in January.
In January.
Okay.
Yeah.
And...
at the age of 90.
Some morbid question. Let's see.
Okay. And who else was in the newsroom? She would poke in now and then.
Betty Sue Nivens.
Right. Well, Betty White.
Betty Ann Nivens? Betty
Sue. Yeah, you got it.
Betty White.
Sue Ann Nivens.
Betty White as Sue
exactly.
Ann.
Exactly.
The happy home.
And she's in her 90s.
Yes.
And we did at Asner, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive.
He's still alive, 91.
Right.
Lou Grant.
Right.
And still alive. And someone else, Mary's friend in
Valerie Harper Rhoda Morgenstern.
A couple years ago, she died. Yeah.
And died last year, or
last year?
2019. Mm-hmm. And for extra credit, the daughter of Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman.
Oh, what was her name?
Oh. Yeah, I can picture.
Her husband was Lars. I remember that.
And yeah, but he never appears on screen.
No, he never did.
What is the daughter's name?
Yeah, so Cloris Leachman. It was Phyllis Lindstrom.
Yes.
And so the daughter's name, the actress was, or the character is Bess Lindstrom.
Bess.
Played by. This is the hardest one, probably.
Yeah.
No, can't remember.
Don't know.
I remember what she looked like though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa Garrettson.
Okay.
There we go.
And still alive.
Glad to hear you.
Good.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And let's see. Josh, I think it's your turn.
All right. Let's do a language question. I have a list of... These are six words that have come into English from characters in plays. I'll give you the character and the play, a description of the character and the playwright in the play. You tell me what the word is. So the first one is a seducer of women, a character in Nicholas Rowe's 1703 play, The Fair Penitent. Next, a lady's personal maid from Beaumont and Fletcher's The Scornful Lady. Third is a term for blind patriotism, based on a character in La Cocorde Tricolore by Théodore and Hippolyte Cognard. A word for a dunce, which is the title character of a 1615 play by George Ruggle. Long flowing sideburns. This is from Tom Taylor's play, Our American Cousin, famous for other reasons. And finally, a word for a detective, also from a play by Tom Taylor. This one, the play called The Ticket of Leave Man, 1863. So
all right,
these are all...
just once more.
I'm going through them again.
All right.
These are all... English words that have come into the language based on characters from plays. A word meaning seducer of women from Nicholas Rowe's The Fair Penitent.
So I'm sorry, just to clarify. So there, it's actually, the words you're looking for were actually the name of a character in...
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
That is correct. Okay. So a word meaning a seducer of women, after a character from Nicholas Rowe's play, The Fair Penitent. A word for a lady's personal maid, based on a character from Beaumont and Fletcher's The Scornful Lady. Blind patriotism. This is the only one where the word is not actually the name, the exact name of the character. But a character in La Cocarde Tricolore. A dunce from the title character of a 1615 play by George Ruggle. Long flowing sideburns from a character in Tom Taylor's Our American Cousin. And a detective from another play by Tom Taylor, The Ticket of Leave Man.
Well,
that's all I got.
Only guesses. Kira, sure. You want to go?
You said you have a couple of guesses?
No, just guesses.
I think I only have maybe two, and they both might be wrong. I'll do the low-hanging fruit. Is seducer of woman Lothario?
That is correct. Okay. Well done.
Good. Well, this doesn't make any sense because it's not that it wouldn't be the name. So mutton chops would not be the sideburns.
No. Okay. No, that is not correct.
And the detective would not be a dick?
No.
Or a flat foot?
No, neither of those is right.
Okay. What about gumshoe?
No.
Okay.
If it's any help to you, I will tell you this is not a word I've ever heard. This is, you know, this is the fruit of my search through the dictionary for words from plays.
So I'm sorry, one is the one you've
The detective is. So, I mean, maybe, you know, that's your highest hanging fruit, I think, in this list.
And that would be a character's name.
That's the name of a character in The Ticket of Leave Man by Tom Taylor. Okay. And then it becomes a word meaning a detective.
Okay.
For the dunce, is this maybe where Nimrod made the crossover?
Good guess. No.
All right.
It's an even more common word than that. It's such a common word, it may not have occurred to you that it's a title character of a play.
So fool would not be it then?
Would not be it.
Ooh, what about like dummy?
No.
Moron?
No.
This is fun.
Okay.
All right. Leave it out.
All right. There we go.
Huh. So the only one you're not really familiar with is the detective one, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. That you've never heard used in any way.
I've never heard this word.
I see. Okay.
And I would say the sideburns is a word that is not in my vocabulary, although I vaguely recognize it.
So you have heard this used in terms of sideburns?
I recognize it as a word. It's certainly not in my working vocabulary.
So it's not, you know, sideburns lies in Ambrose Burnside kind of.
Right. It's not.
Okay. All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zeed. How are you?
Good.
So I have a couple of very quick questions. Mm-hmm. What city and country would you find the oldest is still in existence Jewish synagogue?
So the oldest Jewish, the oldest existing Jewish synagogue in the world.
Well, actually, even without existing, just was built long time ago. It's the first one in history. I mean, pretty much official synagogue. What city and what country?
Sounds very much like Cairo.
Cairo, Egypt. Yeah.
Cairo, Egypt. Okay. What is the name of it? What is the name of the synagogue?
I don't know. The original.
I think it's just the Cairo synagogue.
I will give you a name. No. Ben Ezra.
Mm.
Ben Ezra. Ben means son. Sons of Ezra. Ezra means, you know, Osra or Israel, whatever. Okay, great synagogue you should visit. It's beautiful. Was rebuilt recently. Just to remind you that up to 1950s, there were almost 100,000 beautiful Jewish Egyptian lived in Cairo. Just in Cairo alone. Almost 80 to 100,000, the estimate. Okay, second question. Where would you find the oldest monastery, Christian monastery? What country?
Well,
from the 5th century B.C. I'm sorry, 5th century A.D.
Well, that's that probably Egypt, trick. Too, I think.
Is it okay, Egypt
which
again?
Country? Huh?
Egypt?
Egypt again. St. Catherine Monastery is beautiful. You know, they actually have a lot of tourists. Tourists go there all the time. It's beautiful. It's right in the Sinai.
Right. Far,
you know, so it is beautiful. Okay. One last thing. What city is called the City of Thousand Minarets?
Hmm.
That's not Cairo.
No, it is Cairo.
It is Cairo.
Because Abkomen. Okay, so the old Egyptian flag had three stars. It has a crescent and three stars. What are the three stars stand for?
Christianity, Judaism, and
very
Islam.
Good, very good. It is the most secular country you could ever imagine. You know, where religion, all brothers and all sisters. Okay, very quick question about the...
You said two questions, and now you're on your fifth
question. One about global warming. For every gallon of gas you burn in your car, how many pound of carbon dioxide do you produce? This is really important. Keep that in mind. When you go out shopping for grocery, you should walk instead of driving. How many pounds of carbon dioxide for every gallon of gasoline you burn? I'm talking about pounds.
No.
Take a guess.
Many.
Many.
Almost 20 pound. Amazing. That is about a block big volume. 20 pound of carbon dioxide is a huge volume of carbon. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a quick question here, which I doubt will be a big crowd pleaser, but I will try. All right, so I came up with, as you know, there's an active volcano that happens to be erupting right now. Would anybody like to supply the name of this volcano?
The name of the volcano?
Yeah, the one that's erupting, right?
It's like Soufriere or something like that,
no,
right?
No. The one in Africa.
Oh. Okay, I thought this was still the Caribbean.
All right, nope. Okay, so there is a volcano that's currently erupting in Africa. I'd like to know the name of it and the country. It's right on the border between two countries. So what are those two countries? Okay, now along that line, I'm going to give you a list of six active volcanoes. Now, active means they're not erupting maybe right this minute, but they've erupted in the last, say, 30 years or so. So I want you to tell me what country they're in, okay? So these are six reasonably active volcanoes, and I want you to tell me what countries they are in. Number one, I hope I'm not going to mispronounce this, but I'm sure I will. Number one is Ertaale, which is E-R-T-A-A-L-E. All right. Number two is Mount Tambora. Number three is Mount Augustine. Number four is Mount Fuego, very well named. And number five is La Palma, P-A-L-M-A. And number six is Barren Island. And Barren as in Trump's son, Barren, not as in something, there's nothing there. So once more, tell me what countries these reasonably active volcanoes are in. Number one, Ertaale, E-R-T-A, and then A-L-E. Number two, Mount Tambora. Number three, Mount Augustine. Number four, Mount Fuego. Number five, La Palma. And number six, Barren Island. And I'll give you each a guess.
Won't do me any good. Is Mount Fuego in Chile?
It is not, though it is in a Spanish-speaking country, not surprisingly.
Yes, I know.
But no.
There are many of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, what about Fuego for Honduras?
Oh, you're very close.
Guatemala.
There you go. All right. Mount Fuego is in Guatemala. Again, these are active, reasonably active volcanoes. They've erupted in the last 30 years or so. Ertaale, Mount Tambora, Mount Augustine, La Palma, and Barren Island. What countries are those in? And what is the name of the volcano that's erupting currently in Africa? And it's all right on the border between what two countries? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carl from the North Bay.
Hi, Carl.
Really enjoy the quiz, by the way.
Thank you.
Three quick, completely unrelated questions. First one, I before E, except after C. Can you give me 1.5 examples of that not being true?
Like a weird one or what?
Okay, you got it. And it's weird. It's the only one.
And there's many of them. A friend of mine when we were in grade school taught me the sentence: neither financier could inveigle the sheik to seize either form of weird leisure, which has about a half dozen of them in there.
Well, that deflates my question completely.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Okay, next one. When you buy oil for your car, is a rating on the oil, like mine is 5W20. Do you know what the W stands for and what the numbers are for?
That's the weight, isn't it? Is that weight?
I thought W stood for weight, but I don't know what the numbers are. No, not weight.
No?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I use synthetic oil in my car, so I'm not sure about this. Let's see. No, I don't know what the W is.
You want me to give the answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the W stands for winter, and the two numbers on either side of it are viscosity ratings, first one for winter and the second one for really hot summers.
Oh, all right.
Like, you don't want the oil to get too thick in the winter, and you don't want it to get too thin in the summer.
All right. That makes perfect sense.
Sure. All right. And then the last one, very quickly, what are the Roman numerals for 10, 50, 100, and 1,000?
Josh?
XL, C, and M in that order.
Correct. That's 50, 100, and 1,000. Okay. And 10, obviously, is X. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
that's good. It?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
And let's quickly repeat any questions that are still out there. Kira, we'll start with you.
What monster movie starring Jeff Morrow that has been called the Citizen Kane of bad B movies and the worst B movie to be distributed by a major motion picture studio was on a double bill with The Night the World Exploded? So what's that called? Sorry. Ghost Dad, the critically panned fantasy comedy starring Bill Cosby. Roger Ebert called the film desperately unfunny and wondered how the director, a skilled filmmaker with an actor's sense of timing, directed it. Who is the director of Ghost Dad? And finally, Michael Caine received an Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters, but was unable to collect it because he was filming what critically panned movie?
What are the acts in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are, let's put it this way, that are neither all male nor all female? There are 15 of them. People have thought of Ike and Tina Turner, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jefferson Airplane, Fleetwood Mac, Mamas and the Papas, and ABBA. There are 9 others.
Right.
Also, the word Lothario comes into English to mean a seducer of women. That's a character in Nicholas Roe's The Fair Play, The Fair Penitent. Other words that have come into English from characters' names in plays are a word for lady's personal maid from Beaumont and Fletcher's Scornful Lady, a word meaning blind patriotism from a French play whose name I'm not going to stumble over again, a word meaning dunce from the title character of a 1615 play by one George Ruggle, and 2 words that are less well-known from plays by Tom Taylor, one meaning long flowing sideburns and one meaning a detective.
All right. And let's see. There are 2 major lakes in the U.S. that have names that basically mean lake. If you use the last word, take it from the Native American origin. So Lake Tahoe is one. And what is the other? And what is the name of the volcano that is currently erupting in Africa, and it is on the border between what 2 countries? And these countries, I'm asking about what country you would find these other reasonably active volcanoes in. The ones we have left are actually, almost all left. Erta-Ale, E-R-T-A-A-L-E, Mount Tambora, Mount Augustine, La Palma, and Barren Island. So what countries are those reasonably active volcanoes located in? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. For the mixed-sex groups, how about Captain and Tennille?
The right idea, but they have inexplicably not been admitted to the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ah, okay. Name for detective, character name for detective, is that Seamus?
It's not. Good guess, but
oh,
not
that
right.
Is a good guess.
Yeah, but that's not correct.
All right,
and I have a question for you. What local group played the music for the soundtrack to Shock to the System?
That's a Kira question. What is Shock to the System?
Shock to the System is the Michael Caine movie I brought up earlier. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
All right. So local. Is it going to be
local
something?
Local group.
Okay. By local, you just mean there's like Train is from here, Grateful Dead, Journey, as it turns out.
Is it Fee Waybill?
No. Actually, their office used to be in the Sunset on 9th Avenue. That's
their
maybe
office?
Giving it away.
I mean, Craigslist has an
How
office.
How about Cronus
there?
Quartet?
There you go.
Oh, very good. That makes sense. I guess,
I think their office is still there on 9th Avenue, but I could be wrong. Huh.
All righty. Bubba Frisco. Thanks. Dave, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Kira, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Are you the one that asked about Ghost Dad? Or was that?
I did.
Okay. So was the director of that an actor?
Yeah. Yeah, he sure was. Very
well
regarded.
You said he was African-American then, right?
I did.
So
I'll even throw an Oscar winning.
Is it Sidney Poitier then?
Yeah, Sidney Poitier, director of Ghost Dad.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Right?
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, who'd have thought? Let's see. I forgot where we were here. Who has a reasonably short question that you'd like to ask? Okay, go ahead.
Are you going to go?
I think you'll knock this out pretty quickly. There are only two of Shakespeare's plays whose titles contain all five vowels. What are they?
Ooh.
They're not super vocalic in that,
right.
Like it's not
more
just
than
one time each.
Right.
There are a couple vowels that are present more than once. But yes, only two plays have all five vowels.
Well, that's the kind of thing you either have to know it already or you got to sit and ponder it and
wait. At least one of them, I think, is.
Well, it's not Hamlet.
Well, we're gonna sit here with a lot of dead air.
No, I can tell you that
no.
List five Shakespearean plays, this would almost certainly be in your list of five.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Mm. How many? Well, it's obviously more than one word.
Yes. There's a comedy and a tragedy. How about that?
Mary Wives of Windsor. No. Okay. Think about it.
Not a comedy. I don't know why I said that. Two tragedies.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is one.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Leave it out. Think about it.
Romeo and Juliet. Is the comedy? Is the tragedy?
Yeah. It's a tragedy. I don't know.
The other one is a comedy, though.
No, they're both tragedies. Right.
They're both tragedies.
Yeah, I misspoke.
And one is Romeo and Juliet, and one isn't.
Correct.
Okay.
Troilus and Cressida.
That's the other one.
All right.
As I said, you'd knock it right out. Total time projections. Quick question. Okay. Nicely done, guys.
All right. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, what about As You Like It?
Is that five?
Is there? Did I miss one?
You missed that one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm. I'm the worst.
There are three.
So Tom
go
gets
Tom. Tom, yeah, Tom gets us. Yeah, Tom gets a super bell.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Okay, so is the Michael Caine movie, is it the Jaws sequel he was in?
It was a Jaws sequel.
Oh, okay, Jaws.
I'll let you go with either the name
or
the...
three? I guess that's Jaws 3, isn't it?
Nope, Jaws 3D. No,
3D?
It was not.
Oh, so it's Jaws... All right.
It's like Jaws 4, then?
Jaws 4, also called Jaws the Revenge.
All right.
This time it's personal.
That is my understanding. He said of the movie... I have never seen it, but by all accounts, it is terrible. However, I've seen the house that it built, and it is terrific. So Michael Caine could not pick up his Oscar for Hannah and his Sisters because of Jaws 4. And that's a belt, by the way. That's nice.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Nice job.
All right. Go ahead. What do you have?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see. The volcano is Mount Tambora. Is that the Philippines?
It is not, but you're close by.
Indonesia?
Indonesia is correct. Good.
Yay. La Palma, I think, is the volcano in the Canary Islands.
That is right. Canary Island, Spain.
Right. Is Barren Island the New Zealand volcano
it
that
is not.
Killed those people a few years ago?
Nope.
No, okay. Mount Augustine, I have no idea. Somewhere in France, maybe.
Nope.
But not. The words from the play, is this blind patriotism? Is that jingoism?
No. Think it's a French play. And it's a French-tinged word.
Is it jingoism? No.
It is not jingoism, no.
No.
Sorry.
It's not chauvinistic.
It is chauvinism, yes.
Good.
Chauvinism was an actual person.
Good.
Yeah.
And he was a real person, I believe.
A real person, mm-hmm.
As well, okay. Detective, is it sleuth?
No, good guess.
No. And then dunce, I'll guess, I'll take some guesses. How about dolt?
No.
Twit?
No.
Moron?
No.
Nincompoop?
No.
Dunderhead?
No, it's
all
it's,
right.
It's from the Latin.
Oh.
Oh, I'm...
Did nobody guess idiot yet?
Nobody did, but it would be wrong.
Okay.
All right, I don't got it.
All right,
okay.
Okay, so let's see some of the rock and roll bands, male and female. How about Blondie?
Blondie is there. Well done.
Damien had that, I should say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Damien.
No.
The Pretenders?
Correct. The Pretenders.
Okay. Grateful Dead has had women in it.
Grateful Dead is on there. Donna Gottschall is
Donna Jean
in
Gottschall,
Hall of Fame
yeah.
as a member of the band, yes.
Okay, how about Sonic Youth? I don't know if they're in.
No, they haven't made it yet.
Yet. Susie and the Banshees?
She hasn't made it either.
And Heart, I don't know if that would count.
Heart is correct. Well done. Yep.
Damien had Heart, too, so there you go.
Damien's got a lot of Heart.
Yeah.
Okay, and then X, the band X.
They're not in there yet.
Punk band yet, okay. I
can't predict
the African
future,
Volcano
but...
is... above the city of Goma in the Congo, on the Congo-Rwanda border.
It is on the Congo-Rwanda border, but you don't remember the name of it?
I don't. I know the city is Goma underneath.
I'll give it to you. It's Mount Nyiragongo.
Yeah, I never would have gotten it.
All right.
Shaft was directed by Gordon Parks. I remember you heard that before.
Thank you.
The photographer.
Yes. Right.
Great photographer.
So it was Africa.
And John Amos is still alive. He was in the movie Uncut Gems last year.
Oh, he was?
He has a bit part as himself, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how great.
A couple of lines. He's great. Okay. The tautological question. Is it Lake Erie? That's
it. It is not Lake Erie.
Dark.
No.
Okay. Do you know the first rule of Tautology Club?
It's the first rule of Tautology Club, isn't it?
That's correct. Very good. And then the other question I have is, so Wuhan in China, I was kind of shocked to read. If it was a city in the U.S., where would it rank in the list of most populous U.S. cities?
It'd be probably in the top five, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Maybe
it'd be number one.
It would be number one, yeah.
Wow.
9 million people. And where is it in the rank of Chinese?
Oh, it's probably 10 or something like that.
Yeah, it's number 9.
Okay.
Very good. Right. Very close.
All right.
Great. Thanks. Awesome show as always. Adios.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Damien, I'm going to give you a chance here. What's Josh missing on that list that you do you want to say?
Okay. So we have the Staple Singers.
That is correct.
Good.
The E Street Band.
They're not. I didn't find them. I think Bruce. Are they in there? I saw Bruce Springsteen himself in there, but I don't think the E Street Band is in
they were
as
there.
An ensemble. Okay, I missed that one then. I'm sorry. There are 16. Who's in the East? Is Patty
His wife's in it. Patty's
yeah,
his,
all right,
his
okay.
wife. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Carry on.
Carol King and Jerry
Goffin. He's mm-hmm. not in there. She's in there by herself, or at least not as a performer.
Right, as a writer.
Yes, she's in right. Maybe they're in there as writers together, but as a performer, she's solo.
Got it.
Keep going.
Okay. Joan.
Yeah.
The name is escaping me.
Joan Armatrading? No.
No.
No. No. No.
originally from the Runaways.
Runaways.
But now...
Oh, Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. And...
come on, Kira, you know this one.
Oh, yeah, Blackhearts.
That's
sorry,
it.
I was just giving him a chance
that's
to...
It.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought we were doing this community
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, good. Well, one, two, three more. They're all famous, very big bands.
All right, we should give the callers just in case.
All right, I thought we were cleaning up at this point.
Not quite.
Okay.
We'll take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, man. All right. My spouse got snaked on
a mountain. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm
worried about
so sorry. I thought we were... Oh, I didn't... Go ahead.
No, it's okay. She got snaked on a mountain near a gongo. And
oh, good.
Think,
well, I'm glad you were going to get that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was hers for it. And I think the guest on the Citizen Kane of Bad Movies was Plan 9.
It is a bad movie, but it was not called the Citizen Kane of bad B movies. I think maybe because it's not so good as to be a B movie. I don't think it's
I didn't think it was necessarily filmed in blood or vision.
Yes, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a few more on the bands as well, though I guess there's only three left, so I think a number of these probably can't be, but the Velvet Underground, maybe?
Correct. I was hoping someone would get the Velvet Underground.
And then probably Talking Heads.
That is correct.
And I think Tom Tom Club as well.
I didn't see Tom Tom Club
on
the list.
Okay.
Maybe I overlooked them.
Yeah,
the Hall of Fame for Tom Tom Club seems like a stretch, but
I would be surprised. I was surprised. I don't know. I heard an interview where it was suggested that I think the lead guy from Tom Tom Club gave I think two appeared twice, one for Talking Heads and one for themselves. But
I'm looking at the list here. I don't see Tom Tom Club on there.
Okay. Right. Well, good. I feel.
All right, we're almost out of time here.
The Pixies would be my last big one, I think, for that.
No.
It's Sly and the Family Stone as well.
That is the last one. Right, well done. Right. Yep, okay. Sly and the Family Stone. Thanks. We got them all.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Okay, time to clean up here. Kira, I got a quick guess for you. I've been dragging my brain about Jeff Morrow. Is it the giant claw, Bonnie Chan?
That's absolutely right. A giant bird as big as a battleship.
All right, good.
Right. The worst B movie ever distributed by a major studio. Good job. So the only hold on, I've got nothing left.
You had the Citizen Kane of bad. Didn't you have one in the '60s? Or that was? Am I mixing?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that. Okay, Josh, what do you got?
A lady's personal maid is an Abigail.
Never.
A dunce is an ignoramus.
Okay.
Long flowing sideburns are known as Dundreary's, after a character in Tom Taylor's American Cousin. Dana, tell us why Our American Cousin is so famous.
Because Mrs. Lincoln and Mr. Lincoln were enjoying a nice night out, and then it was ruined.
Exactly. And Tom Taylor also gave us a detective whose name was Hawkshaw. And if you believe the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, you have heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that word. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Lincoln got lead poisoning. That's what happened.
So, got it.
And, okay, so let's see. The other major lake in the U.S., its name is basically Lake, is Lake Ontario. The volcanoes, the ones nobody got, Erta Ale, that's Ethiopia, Mount Augustine's in Alaska, and, of course, that's the U.S., and Barren Island is the only active volcano in India. It's in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. So if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, music critic from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Damian D. Miner for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. If we didn't get to your call today, please remember we'll be here next Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll try to do it then. Thank you very much, everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Have a great rest of the week. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.